Dale from the Altoona Mirror joining us. All right, so Bill O'Brien's name comes up as a possibility for the offensive coordinator job at Alabama. I strongly believe, Neil, that Bill wanted to get out of college football, go back to the NFL. I think he's an NFL guy.
Right.
Where do you stand now after what's happened to him in the NFL? We haven't been in contact with Bill really for a while. Is Bill still that NFL guy, or is he tainted a good bit in the NFL now, and he's going to have to come back to college to,
you know,
to keep going?
I found that a little curious. I mean, Saban is tight with Belichick. It tells me that maybe there's not an opportunity right now in the NFL for Bill O'Brien, and maybe he goes to the number one program and it would be their play caller, and that may be a road back to a head coaching position. But it kind of indicated, because I see Jason Garrett has emerged possibly with the Chargers, and I think O'Brien's got a much better resume than him.
Here's the thing, though, man. No, here's he screwed himself so badly as the general man. I mean, look, I'm not trying to be mean here. The worst general manager I can ever think of in the NFL is Matt Millen. Bill O'Brien might be second, Neil. I mean, the moves he made.
And I think that's it. I mean, does he have a reputation? Did he create a reputation for himself with some of his not working that well with others that people were just a little afraid of him, and maybe he has a reputation of being hard to work with? And, you know, but as far as what the team accomplished, the Texans were way better. He's a better resume on the field than Jason Garrett, and maybe some other candidates that are going to come up.
Four division titles, 53 and 48, give or take. I don't have the number right top, but that's where things got so fast. I mean, it fell apart in a hurry for him. And these trades, if you take a look at what he gave up and the Texans – I mean, Google Bill O'Brien. You got fans out there saying he killed that franchise for 5 years, in essence, because of his ego, that he didn't want to deal with some of these guys. And, I mean, to me, it's the ultimate my way or the highway, and that's what I'm saying. Does he have to go back to college? Does he have to go back to the college route at least for a little while, just for some damage control?
We'll see. I mean, I don't really see him as that guy that wants to beat the bushes recruiting.
Yeah.
I know he spent a long time in college before he went to the NFL. I'm sure he can't need the money, but he wants to stay. He's not that old. So I would think he wants to stay in the game. I'll be curious whether the right fit opens for him. I think that'll be the thing that he would have to sell in any interview is, hey, are you a little less combustible than what we think, and can you work with a GM? And I think those are the things he would have to answer, I guess, before he gets another NFL job. And when, you know, for him to get fired as quickly as he did this year, something had to happen, some kind of a blow up behind the scenes. Apparently, there was some stuff with J.J. Watt. So, you know, hey, I saw what he did here. I really liked the guy. I had tremendous respect for him. Thought he did as good a job as you could do under the conditions. You know, wished him well. I'm sorry that he's had some bumps in the road, some of which he's created.
Yeah, no question. I think he righted the ship. He prevented the ship from sinking. But remember, before he came here, he was seen yelling at Tom Brady on the sideline. And then he comes here, and this was a very different type of situation. He absolutely got the most out of it there. But then he goes to Houston. So I wonder if he goes back to college. You know, Nick Saban's a very, very intense guy. Lane Kiffin worked out there. Steve Sarkisian worked out there. They were on kind of their rehab tours. Would Bill O'Brien work with Nick Saban, or would Bill O'Brien really have to rein it in from an attitude standpoint to work with Nick Saban?
Well, I think when you're hired by Nick Saban and you're at Alabama, there's got to be some humility that comes with that, and probably some behind-the-scenes work as well. And maybe Bill's fine with that for right now. I really haven't read much about him since he left. Doesn't appear that he's done a lot of media since then. Not that there would be a lot of demand for him, but you would think maybe there would be a what's next type stories that would have come up. You know, it's been a pretty comprehensive Houston media that he was there, and I haven't seen a lot of them. Seems like he's probably laid somewhat low.
Yeah, that's true. Another name that's mentioned for that potential job at Alabama is Adam Gase, who was just fired by the Jets. But how do you think Alabama makes that work? Now, obviously, they've got phenomenal talent, but they just turn that position over. They keep scoring. He brings in, again, a Lane Kiffin, a Sarkisian, guys that have struggled. How does he pull that off down there?
Well, he probably has. O'Brien is very well respected. I saw where Andre Johnson just said recently that he'll get another job.
No, I mean, how does Saban pull that off down there with all the constant turnover?
You know what? I just think he's a kingpin, and I don't want to say they're on cruise control, but you know, I'll never forget when Penn State first joined the Big Ten. Jim Wachter was the head coach. He used to be at TCU, then he went up to Minnesota. And he said about Penn State in like 93, 94, he says, you know what? They don't recruit, they select. And I've always remembered that, and I think that is very applicable to Alabama. You know, when Alabama goes after the two or three receivers that it has identified, and, you know, when you're in that position, I think you have that ability, that advantage on everybody else. So, you know, hey, it's a roster that's loaded with NFL players. People always say it's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmys and the Joes. And hey, we saw what O'Brien could do. I think probably Saban is a pretty good delegator. He had to run the team from home a little bit this year. They didn't appear to really miss a beat. So I would guess he's more of a delegator. And that's the other thing with Bill is, and some of these NFL guys, they still want to call the plays and still want to have a hand in one side of the ball versus the other. So I would guess Saban is a little bit more down the middle.
Neil Riddell from the Altoona Mirror joining us. Brent Pry, defensive coordinator, done a great job in his tenure at Penn State. He's very highly thought of. Most people who know Brent seem to think that he would be a good head coach at some point. Why isn't he, Neil?
He's an family.
Yeah, Altoona Navis family. What do you make of the fact that he is resisted that for so long?
You know, I know his wife, Brent, has a lot of family in the Louisiana, Mississippi area, and I thought, you know, if the right opportunity came about, he was involved. I think it was Louisiana Lafayette 1 year, Georgia Southern he's been involved with. You know, he's real close, real loyal to James Franklin. I don't know. It had been the trend that a lot of offensive guys are the ones that get the head coaching jobs. Now I see that maybe it's starting to switch a little bit more. I see the Jets might be talking to the Giants defensive coordinator, Joe Judge, the defensive special teams guy, done well. Maybe some of these trends may be changing at the college and pro level. I don't know. I think Brent has a great personality and seems real likable. You know, for the most part, I think has done a real serviceable job with the defense, is presidential in the way he represents. I don't have an answer on that. You know, some, and plus he's getting paid quite well up there. So, you know, it takes a real good opportunity, and it's just, you know, he was some way involved with Michigan State last year, too. So I think the right thing will come along for him at some point.
One of my favorite funny lines of ever covering Penn State was just a few weeks ago. Mike Poorman from statecollege.com asked Brent on a Zoom call. Brent has some graying hair in his beard, and Mike Poorman's rubbing his chin, says, it looks a little more gray than before. Yeah. And Brent says, "That's what 0-5 will do to you, man. Shoot." Except he didn't say shoot. It was great. I do think he's got the personnel. I think Brent Pry could be a guy to lead a program and to represent the program very well. But let me just point this. Hey, look, we tend to think in sports especially, hey, well, this is a big name. This is a good job. This is more money. Why wouldn't you go do it? Is it possible that the guy just likes his life here?
I think that, you know, he has extended family here in Altoona, but I don't know. You know, these guys, they're always conscious. They're looking, they're way more in tune to what jobs are opening up. Sure, they were all over the Texas situation of what was going to happen there. I think people that are pretty mobile, that you look at a lot of these staffs, since Joe, you know, most of these guys were in multiple places. You know, John Butler came in, and you know, he was somebody who was certainly combustible, but I mean, he said, you know, here, this is a destination place. And, you know, and there's people that feel that way, and that they work their whole career. Look at all these resumes. Look at Charles Huff's resume. How many places he's been? So these guys are constantly positioning themselves for, you know, what coordinator position is going to be open. You saw Tim Banks' name had come up at Michigan at one point. So they're always looking to become that coordinator, to be in the right position. Like Mike Tomlin was when the Steeler job opened, and he was the coordinator in Minnesota.
I don't think there's any question that Jaywan Sider, if you look at his career, both as a player and a coach, an incredible recruiter, that guy could be a head coach at some point. Now, he's never been a coordinator. He's Penn State's running back coach, but he coached at Marshall for a couple years ago and was the recruiting coordinator at Marshall. Marshall's job is now open. They were the 15th ranked team in the country at one point this year when they were 7-0, but they let go of Doc Holliday yesterday. Jared Parker, a former Penn State receivers coach who's now the offensive coordinator at West Virginia, he is a possibility at Marshall, but Jaywan Sider is certainly a possibility at Marshall. What do you make of Jaywan Sider and his potential future as a head coach?
Well, I know that didn't his arrival at Penn State kind of accelerate the departure of Corley, who was brought there as a running backs coach, ended up coaching the receivers, didn't work out, he was gone quickly. So they felt good enough about Sider as SEC ties and an NFL background. So he's a good commodity. I don't know what's going on at Marshall. Seems, yeah. You know, you read stuff that the governor kind of got involved, that they might want the former coach back. Holliday was, I think, really well respected in the state of West Virginia, really valued the Marshall experience.
I think it was 40 games over 500, give or take 84 and 45 or something.
Yeah,
I mean, he had been successful.
Yeah, so you don't know. I mean, obviously we're not very close to it, but you just – you see stuff, it makes you wonder, and I wonder if Parker, the receivers coach who was at Penn State and then went to West Virginia, if he can get that job as head coach, I'd be shocked. I think they're looking for a little bit more splash after they fire a Doc Holliday.
Yeah, that's interesting. Last thing, I got a minute to go. Terry Smith. I love Terry Smith. I think Terry Smith represents Penn State as well as any person on that campus.
Yeah.
In any capacity. I think he is fantastic. He's 51 years. I'm writing a story for later today about coaches, you know, could they become a head coach? Why do we never hear his name for anything, really?
Well, I mean, that would be, you know, you've just cast a fishing rod into the water that James Franklin would love to tug on. He would immediately point to, you know, the lack of African American opportunity as far as head coach, and that, you know, even though Terry has a great reputation in all ways, that may, and we also don't know how many jobs has he gone after. You know, he was at Temple as an assistant coach. He's back in Pennsylvania. I think he's a grandfather now. There's a lot of personal factors that go into it, not necessarily been a coordinator either, and that's generally the road, even though everybody up there has a title,
yeah.
You know, the co-defensive recruiting coordinator and the co-running game coach, passing, you kind of get dizzy, but I think he's a great guy, and but I don't know. That might be part of the reason.
All right, good stuff. Neil Riddell from the Altoona Mirror. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Hey,
Happy
thanks,
New Year.
Corey. Have a good show.
All right, good stuff.